Pembroke cowered away from the Yeti. The creature was a male, 7 feet tall, covered in singed and dirty white fur, and had extremely sharp teeth. Suddenly, Pembroke remembered he could now communicate with animals. He reached out to the Yeti with his mind, trying to convey that Pembroke meant the Yeti no harm. The Yeti shook his head like he had a bee in his ear and rubbed the fur over one ear.
"Stop it!"
the Yeti growled aloud.
"I'm not some kind of dumb animal, you know!"
Pembroke's eyes went wide hearing the Yeti speak. He wanted to slam his own palm into his forehead for being such a doofus.
"Sorry,"
Pembroke told the male Yeti, who was still standing over him and slathering.
"I forgot that Yetis can speak. I'm a prisoner, just like you. Please don't hurt me."
"Hurt you?"
the Yeti uttered as he rubbed his sore ribs.
"You're the one who hurt me. I think you cracked a rib or two."
"Sorry,"
Pembroke replied.
I didn't mean to. That Vincent Reeves guy threw me in a cage, and I couldn't stop my momentum."
The Yeti growled again, like he wasn't convinced. But he did at least take a seat on the cage floor, which put him almost eye to eye with little Pembroke.
"What's a few cracked ribs now, anyway?"
the Yeti wondered.
"Vincent is going to kill us both, and there's nothing we can do about it. Why bother to fight it? It's hopeless."
"Maybe you and I can't fight, but there's some other people out there who can and will."
Right then, Kevin and the other six candidates were perched on a cliff overlooking Vincent's makeshift campsite on the shore of the fiery lake. They had all had encounters with the evil leveled expert, as Vincent had tried to undermine Kevin's mission to save the upper realm.
"I'm going to kill him this time,"
Angel declared as she stood. As part of her test, the leveled warrior had recently killed one of the secluded valley assassins. She now felt that she could easily snap Vincent's neck, given half a chance.
But Majid grabbed her and pulled her back down. "We need to be smart about this," Majid insisted. "This isn't about killing Vincent. We have to save Pembroke, too. And whoever is in the cage with him,"
Angel added.
"Isn't that another Yeti? I think the Yeti is important. I sense a mirroring device at work."
"Angel is right," Kevin declared. "We need to be smart and make a plan in order to stop Vincent." Because this wasn't part of the tests of the upper realm, Kevin had no trouble with quickly devising a plan of his own and assigning roles to each of the kids.